You shalt not commit adultery. The administrator mentioned above divorced his wife and married another woman, with whom he allegedly had relations of several years. It is a clear case of adultery, which is also forbidden by God, who asks us always to respect the sanctity of marriage. You must select very well the person with whom you are going to marry and be faithful. In a divorce, all are affected, and the ones who suffer the most are usually the children. Divorce causes multiple psychological and emotional damage, even after more than 25 years. You shalt not commit impure acts. One of the most prevalent problems in our society is the consumption of drugs. Drug consumption causes significant harm to families and those who consume them by destroying their relationship with their loved ones and inciting them to commit crimes, turning them into shadows of their former selves, enslaved to a vice that is slowly destroying them. Although the real cost of drug use is known to us, politicians, students and even professors who use drugs have been campaigning to legalize them for the economic benefits for those who market them. But do not be deceived. Even if the drug consumption becomes legal, it is still wrong in the eyes of God, and we are offending Him if we consume them. You shalt not bear false witness. God also asks us not to lie. Although we often hear politicians and other authorities blatantly lying, we should avoid doing it ourselves because it causes great harm to others. Many people today easily give false testimony without regard to the lives and credibility that they destroy by doing so. In our schools, it occurs with some frequency, even in some cases instigated by school authorities, who behave in an unfair and cowardly manner. Last year we learned of a teacher who committed suicide because of a lie. This was verified by investigators when they confronted the person who said it. There have also been several cases of teachers defamed unfairly, who had to stop teaching due to slander. Betraying people who love you is one of the most detestable acts committed by human beings. That's why I always advise my students to never lie. No one should build their lives based on lies. It is like cancer that will end up destroying you. Even if the affected persons never knew who slandered them, God always listens to our words, and we offend Him with word and deed when we say a slander.